The following program is brought to you in living color.
Now here's a bottle of wine that's really a bottle of wine. This was made by our Iceman's grandfather. Same as he used to do in the old country. He puts the grapes in the bathtub and he jumps on them. I saw him do it.
Why didn't he take his socks off?
It's The Wine Crush, the show that's all about the grape and the lifestyle it creates. Now, here's your host for The Wine Crush, Laura Lawson.
Two words, therapy.
Welcome to The Wine Crush. I'm Laura Lawson, your favorite Chardonnay guzzling diva, and you are listening to the show that's all about the grape and all its glory, all the vine, all the time, everything you ever wanted to know about that cute little fruit but were afraid to ask. Yes, we have hit that show, the infamous middle of the year show. I think we are at the halfway point of 2010, and I turn around and I can't believe we're actually there. But on the flip side of it, I look around and think, my God, can we get any further? We are in the height of summer. I don't know if you're listening, if it is as hot there as it is here, but your Chardonnay sipping diva has melted down to grape and components. It's about 110 degrees outside. Everybody and their brother are on vacation. In fact, they have let Kent and I have the entire run of the studio, just the two of us this week.
How did that happen?
I don't know. It was a poor judgment in character on their part. I'm sure we can find ways to tear things up.
Yeah, you're right, though. It's hot.
Yes.
I'll tell you, it's so hot.
How hot is it, Kent?
It is so hot. There are people being cremated today who are cooler than I am.
Oh, wow. Well, that explains why there's a whole bunch of beer sitting in the ice chest in the whole kitchen. So at least we know what Kent's intentions are. Well, today, that is our goal. I have admitted freely that I'm a little bit jaded, and so I'm looking for some creative juices. I'm looking for some spark. I'm looking for excitement, and I'm looking for some intelligent conversation. Because I've hit the point now where the conversations with myself are no longer intelligent, so someone needs to inspire me. So that gives me today's topic for the show. We're looking at creative ways to approach wine, whether it's how it's served, whether it's how it's taught, how it's exposed, how it's generated. We're just looking for some kind of creativity because flat out we have none here at the Crush Studio today. But to help us along, we have Mr. Judd Finkelstein of Judd's Hill Winery. We also have Mr. Barry Weiss. He is the Director of Education for Trinquero, but more importantly, he's on the board for the Society of Wine Educators. So between the two of them, they've got to have some intelligent ways and some creative ways to get us all back on board the wine train. At least that's my thought. But just because I am bored and uninspired with things to talk about wine, it does not mean my drinking is slowing down in the least. And in light of that, I have two interesting wine recommendations for you today. Well, once again, I will reiterate, jaded, bored, a little incensed over everything in my refrigerator, so I decided to go outside the box. And anytime I go outside the box, I usually wind up spending more money than I care to, but hey, I'm worth it. The first wine I'm going outside the box on is Chenin Blanc. Yes, I have Chardonnayed out for the time being. When it's 110 degrees, I just can't do it. So a nice little Chenin Blanc, something with honeysuckle, something with melon, something refreshing, something that if I can put in the freezer, I can almost get to slushy status and I'm happy. Hush Cellars actually offers that. And it was fun the first time I encountered that wine. I asked them what they were drinking and they said, well, I'm drinking Hush. And I looked at them and thought, how have I offended this person? How do they know I'm talking at them? And I looked at them again and I said, no, really, what are you drinking? And they looked at me very adamantly and said, Hush! That's when I got upset and it went downhill from there. But besides our Who's on First, it's really a great Chenin Blanc. 2009 vintage. It is refreshing. It is clean. It's great with a picnic. It's great with seafood. And it's also a great aperitif. For those of you who are doing oysters and crab and shrimp and all those great chilled dishes that involve us not getting in the kitchen or around the grill or any kind of source of heat, this is a great accompaniment to it. So give it a look-see. Check it out. You should be able to find it for under $20 a bottle. Now, as far as reds, I kind of went through all my reds and I've been staring at them and trying to find one that spoke to me. And just really tired of those as well. See, we get that way too. Well, I started thinking differently, and I thought Cabernet Franc that poor little grape, it gets no attention. It's always blended in with others. No one pays it any attention. This has got to be the wine for me. So I went on a quest. I wanted Cabernet Franc. I could chill it down. I could get the great aromas of blackberries. I could get some great cherries on it and just really enjoy it. Well, I found one, Paradigm Cabernet Franc. Paradigm is out of Oakville, California. Great flavors of vanilla, great cedar, great blackberry, great anise. You almost get just straight licorice off this thing. It is absolutely beautiful when chilled down to about 62 degrees, which I would recommend. It will set you back a little bit if you can find it. It's going to cost you about $50. But for something to break the tedium, it is definitely a wine I'd recommend. So Paradigm, Cabernet Franc, and Hush, Chenin Blanc. Now, Kent, no one's ever told you to hush, have they?
I've been married, you know.
Oh, you have. That's right. So you're a pro at the hush thing.
Yes.
Well, unfortunately, I just kind of tune it out. So those are your wine recommendations. But that's the whole point, is to find so many different divergent things. I think we covered on a show recently, there's 7,100 wineries in the United States. There is absolutely no reason for any of us to be bored with wine. And so what happens when those of us who are in the business and we get involved and we do hit that summer lackadaisical effect, this is when we start trying to be creative. And this is where I think some of those great ideas come from. I will admit that no matter how unmotivated I may get, I will never stoop to the levels that our buddies at Tattinger did. I don't know whether the Frenchmen were just too hot, overheated, bored, had nothing else to talk about. They spent a lot of money to create a Tattinger hot air balloon. Now, I have seen the balloon. It's absolutely stunning. But the whole point of creating the hot air balloon was to do a scientific study. They took a case of Tattinger up in the balloon, and every time they passed a certain atmosphere, they would pop a bottle of the champagne. They wanted to see exactly what effect altitude would have on champagne. Now, I really think they could have gone up the Eiffel Tower. They could have gone up in a plane. They could have done this any other way to be cheap. But you know the French, they're going to do something with a dramatic gesture. But they did learn some things. They learned that the higher up they got, the bigger the bubbles were. Well, I'm glad they spent all that money to know that the higher you go in the air, the bubbles get bigger.
Here in America, you have to do a government study to come up with that stuff.
That's true. The government pays the $2 billion it takes to do that. And, of course, it, too, is necessary information. So for those of you who are wondering if you're going to fly with Tattinger and you have a glass and your bubbles don't look quite as concentrated and as small as they used to, it is not because the champagne's bad. It's just because it's trying to get out faster and the bubbles are bigger. There we go. That's our lesson for today. I wonder what Don Ho would have to say about that. He's the one that did the old Corbel commercial, and he talked about how big, ugly, fat, disgusting bubbles are in some cheap champagne.
Yeah.
I wonder what those bubbles look like at 30,000 feet.
Yeah.
All right, there's our lesson. But when it comes down to it, creativity is its finest, and today that's what we're going to discover. But, of course, we can't discover the creative side of wine without you. So we ask you, call us 877-427-8741. And I will have you know, listeners, that I went to a lot of trouble to find an old rotary phone to write that number down, because I did get an email from Stephen in Canton. And Stephen wrote me to let me know that the way I was doing the phone number, 877-4-CRUSH-1, was totally inadequate because he couldn't figure out the numbers on his BlackBerry.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Stephen, I do apologize. Perhaps if you put the Chardonnay down before you try and call, it would have been easier. But from henceforth, the wine line, 877-427-8741. Call in, talk to Kent, or call me or email me directly at lauralawson@winecrush.com. Well, we're going to take a small break right here, but when we get back, we will have a truly inspiring gentleman, Mr. Judd Finkelstein.
Check out winecrush.com for weekly wine recommendations, recipes, blogs, and news items.
I heard in the news the other day about how one man's $3,000 credit card balance exploded to over $10,000 in no time at all. As good as the plastic in your wallet may be, if you run into any problems with your credit card companies, they'll hit you so hard with late and over-limit fees that your head'll spin, and so will your debt. At that point, you cannot stop your runaway debt problem. Well, yes, you can. If your credit card debt is out of control, you're getting collection calls, you're mad as hell, and you can't take it anymore, call us and one of our partner companies will negotiate on your behalf and show you strategies to help you get out of debt.
If you have $10,000 or more in unsecured debt, call now for a free debt analysis. 800-948-6815, 800-948-6815, 800-948-6815.
I have a structured settlement and needed my money. Waiting over time to receive payments wasn't working, so I contacted CBC Settlement Funding. They helped me turn my structured settlement into immediate cash. If you're receiving a structured settlement spread out over time and you want a lump sum amount immediately, you need to call now. I purchased a local bakery with my lump sum, a goal I thought I would never reach. Now I make my own dough. I always wanted to operate my own business, and thanks to CBC Settlement Funding, we are open for business. Structured settlements are commonly used to resolve personal injury lawsuits. Annuities are designed to spread payments out over 10 or 20 years.
If you have a structured settlement and you want cash now, call CBC Settlement Funding for fast cash today. 800-203-3517. 800-203-3517. 3517. 800-203-3517.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
I might look like an adult, like a person who could possibly be a parent, but I have no idea how to talk like one. And everyone knows that if you want to be a parent, you have to sound good when you say things like, "Don't make me turn this car around," or "Because I said so," or "Don't make me come back there." I don't even really know what those things mean, but I know that I actually believed my parents when they said them to me. How did they manage to sound so convincing? Here we go. "Don't make me come back there." Oh, no, that's not tough enough at all. Kids can sense weakness. "Don't make me come back there." Ooh, yeah, that's better. In fact, that kind of sounded like my dad. Weird.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to listen to you practice your dad voice. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
Honey, put this on top of the minivan.
We're only going for 2 weeks. You want me to back the kitchen sink, too?
Well, is there room?
Hey, you guys, you going on vacation?
Who's that?
I don't know.
Because we're planning on robbing your house tonight.
All right, I'm calling an alarm service.
Wouldn't it be great if you could be warned of life's risks? If you have diabetes, you can. There's a simple blood test called A1C that can help measure your risk of complications from diabetes. Why is it important? Because more than 600 people every day die from diabetes and its complications. If your A1C is above 7, your doctor can show you how to lower it. If you have diabetes, know your risk. Know your A1C. Ask your doctor, or for more information, go to www.diabetesa1c.org or call 1-877-TEST-A1C. Brought to you by the American Diabetes Association, Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation International, and the Ad Council.
To the Wine Crush. I'm Laura Lawson, and we are just bouncing off the ceilings here at the studio today. For our listeners, I want to let you know that extended break you heard, the reason why it went on a little further, is because Kent just started chatting with this great gentleman from Judd's Hill, Mr. Judd Finkelstein, about their lovely asphyxiation to ukuleles. So on that note, Judd, welcome to the Wine Crush.
Hey, thank you so much. Thanks for having me on.
Ah, happy to have you on, finally. You actually had to stay on hold a little bit longer while poor Kent tried to dig through and find some kind of ukulele music to intro you.
If I had known, I'd have brought my ukulele today.
Oh, wow. I guess I should have brought mine, too. Played through the phone.
All right. For our listeners, yes, you are still listening to a wine show, but this is Mr. Judd Finkelstein. He is one of the men behind Judd's Hill. And not only does he play ukulele, he has a very creative approach to wine and, of course, winemaking. Judd, it's a delight to have you on the show today.
Well, thanks so much. I'm excited to talk wine, ukulele, whatever you want to talk about.
Now, see, that's the whole point. The theme of today's show, as we hit the midpoint of summer, is being creative with wine. Not the same old, same old. Everyone just gets in the same routine. What things are new and different? And then, of course, I came across the Judd Enormous Wine Show, and I had to talk to you and had to have you on the show. So tell our listeners a little bit about, of course, Judd's Hill, about you, and, of course, Jew.
Okay, well, I guess I'll give a little nutshell history of the winery, Judd's Hill. This is our 21st year of making wine as Judd's Hill.
Oh, you're legal now. Congratulations.
Yeah, we had a little party to celebrate that the other night. It was fun.
You're still recovering, aren't you?
I'm good.
Okay.
I'm a professional. I'm back to normal. So this is our 21st year in Napa Valley, as Judd's Hill making wine. We've actually been in Napa Valley for over 30 years. Making wine, our family. We had built a winery called Whitehall Lane Winery back in the 70s.
Small, unheard of little property.
Yeah, right there on Highway 29. Yeah. Then sold that in 1988. My folks really wanted to get back to the small, hands-on, kind of boutique-y winemaking, which they did with Judd's Hill. And they slapped my name on it to... I'm guessing just to suck me into the business. Because
yeah, you're motivated. You didn't have a choice. You were going in there because it's your baby.
Well, it was very subtle pressure. They never said you're going into business with us, but, we're putting your name on it, and we'll see what happens. And it didn't work immediately, but I eventually got back into it. And I do love it. Now we're here at the south end of Silverado Trail in Napa at a new facility. Been here about 5 years. We have a tasting room now, which is exciting. Before, Judd's Hill was way up in the hills, and nobody could find us, but now we're very easily accessible and open daily, so it's always fun to see folks enjoy the wine and get to meet them and chat with them.
People are no longer driving around Napa asking where Judd Hill is.
Yeah, we were very easy to find. Before it was a little scary, 5 miles through winding, twisting, hilly roads in the backwoods of Napa, but now right on Silverado Trail.
Perfect.
Yeah. So what's new and exciting? Well, this Judd's Enormous Wine Show that you mentioned, my college degree is actually in television production. I got away from wine for a while.
I noticed that. I never knew there was a Walter Cronkite School of Broadcasting.
That's right. The Walter Cronkite School of Journalism and Telecommunication at Arizona State University. That's where I went. I wanted to get out of town for a little while to see what else the world had to offer besides wine. But I got back into wine after a few years in Hollywood, which actually gave me the whole new appreciation for the wine business.
Well, you had to have wine to be in Hollywood, didn't you? It's required that you actually drank a lot to tolerate everybody?
I love the creative aspect. I don't want to say anything bad about anybody or anything. Filmmaking, great creative art form. But yes, a little wine helped with the overall attitude of the industry. And I don't have the thickest skin either, so a little wine helped. And after a few years of doing that, I did find my way back to the wine where life's a little slower, felt a little more grounded. But last year, I decided I'd try to blend my education, formal education, with my, just growing up lifestyle education of wine. So I started producing these web series called Judd's Enormous Wine Show, which are these short, offbeat, quirky vignettes that take place in the world of me and the wine business, somewhat fictional and somewhat educational, not completely, but hopefully entertaining. And they can be seen on our website, judshill.com or judsenormouswineshow.com.
I have watched a couple of them. For our listeners, this is right up there with Alex Sokolblosser's Ninja in the Vineyards. Please take a moment to go watch them. They're great. They're fun. They have the creative twist on wine. It's not just sitting there. It's someone talking about dirt or bricks or slope or harvest level. It is down to earth. It is interesting, and it does make you giggle.
Well, thanks. That's what we were shooting for. I've seen enough of these web videos where people are just sitting, tasting wine, and talking about, this one has subtle undertones of violet and a nuance of cedar. But I fall off my chair because I'm snoozing, and I don't want to toot and say mine's the greatest thing ever, but hopefully there's a little more entertainment value.
Well, it has to be. And the whole idea of watching a TV show or a little blog, whether it's on YouTube, of someone sitting down and drinking wine out of a glass, that is just cruel and unusual punishment.
Right.
If you're going to sit there and drink wine, you better be sharing with everybody else. Don't tell me what it tastes like. Give me a glass.
Yeah, send it my way. Let's go.
See? A lot of people in the business are rude. You understand how to approach these things.
Well,
have people taken to the video? Have they taken to the show? Do you see people reciprocating or giving you answers or doing different things about it?
Yeah, it's done well. I'd say that people are coming to the winery. I mean, it's hard to quantify how it really drives business. You know, it's still this big experiment, the World Wide Web and social media. But I will tell you, people do come to the winery and, you know, let me know that they've seen it, or they ask, you know, where's the pirate? By the way, there's a pirate that appears in pretty much every episode. So I know people are enjoying it and are walking in having seen it. And if they do catch the pirate around the winery, you know, it's a major photo op city around here. It's always a lot of fun.
What, do you just pay a poor man to wander around the winery and peer behind barrels and say, look, there's the pirate, kind of like Where's Waldo?
Yeah, it is kind of like that. His name's Captain Wiley Raven, and if you catch a glimpse of him here, you'll have a blast. He's a good pirate.
Well, just for that, I'm going to have to come to Judd's Hill next time I'm out in California. I've got to check this out.
I hope you will.
Well, is there anything you want to leave our listeners with, not just about Judd's Hill or about the wine show? What is a creative approach to wine as we get into the summertime, as we get hot, we get bored? Give us a 30-second vignette on what you think the most creative thing you can do with wine or wine drinking is right now.
Creative thing to do with wine and wine drinking? I don't know if this is so creative. I just say enjoy it. Don't take it too seriously. Don't get caught up in wine speak. Don't put it on a pedestal. Just crack some bottles, taste it, drink it, talk about it, enjoy it, and just have fun with it. That's what I believe. That's why I do the show. That's the whole philosophy around here at Judd's Hill and our many events that we have. It's just a sense of fun. Just enjoy life and just make wine a part of that enjoyment.
You have to. A quick thing, just because I pulled your website up and it's something that would be really interesting. Tell our listeners a little bit about your blending camp and how you get involved in that.
Oh, yeah. We do offer something called our Bottle Blending Day Camp, and that is...
Bottle Blending Daycare. Can I go?
Okay. Bottle Blending Day Camp, not daycare.
No.
I'm not here to take care of you. Well, I am a little bit. It's fun. It takes about 3 hours or so, and it's usually me. I'm the one that guides it for the most part, or someone else on our winemaking staff. And what we'll
no
do...
No pirate?
You know, the pirate has been known to show up once in a while.
Arr!
He doesn't lead them, but you might pop in and take a swig from his tankard. And we pull samples from our own barrels, the wine that will become Judd's Hill, two different Cabernet Sauvignons from different vineyard sources, a Merlot, Cabernet Franc. We sit down, we learn about wine blending. I guide whoever is at the table through a blending session where they basically come up with their own blend. They can ask me as many questions as they want, and I can give guidance about ageability, flavor profile, whatever. But when they come up with their perfect cuvée, we will then bottle it up on the spot. We can do 3 bottles, 6 bottles, 12 bottles. We can do a whole barrel. We can't bottle a whole barrel on the spot. But
well, it sounds like a great idea, and it sounds like a great way to make people think about wine.
Yeah, well, thanks.
I do appreciate how creative you make wine. I appreciate you taking time today to be on the Wine Crush. We'll have to touch base at a later date.
Well, I look forward to it. Thanks for having me.
All right. We're going to take a small break here on the Wine Crush, but when we return, your calls, your emails, and your ways to make wine creative.
Are you feeling the credit card crunch, increasing prices and the cost of credit are stretching budgets and preventing people just like you from getting ahead or just catching up with their debts? American Financial Solutions is a nonprofit organization that can help you get back on track with your debts and strengthen your financial situation. We offer a customized debt management plan, not a consolidation loan or a settlement, but a renegotiation of terms with your current creditors. You could benefit from lower interest rates, reduced fees, finally having your past due accounts brought back into current status, and a single monthly payment. So if you're falling behind on your credit cards, medical bills, or accounts and collections, get your current statements together and give American Financial Solutions a call now.
Here's the number for your free debt analysis. 800-430-8804. 800-430-8804. 800-430-8804. Not all services available in all states. Terms and conditions apply.
What would you do if you had to choose between the buffalo and the giraffes? Between a flower or an elephant? What would you choose? What if you had to decide between a 100-year-old tree and a million-year-old beach. Between drinking clean water or breathing clean air, would you make the right choice? Would there be a right choice? Now there's a way to help. Not just one, but all these things. EarthShare, the world's leading environmental groups working together. It's one choice we can all live with.
This ad sponsored by Ad Council and EarthShare.
We are talking about our world today. Oh, and someone's on the line.
Hi, I'm Jacqueline.
Welcome, Jacqueline. How old are you? You sound so young.
I'm 8.
Oh, wow. I assume you're a student, right?
Yes, from Jefferson Elementary. And I have a question.
Sure. And what's your question?
We all know the Earth has 7 continents that currently carry 193 countries. Those continents make up 29% of the Earth's surface, meaning that the vast majority of our planet, 71%, is comprised of water. Taking into consideration man automatically adapts to environmental conditions, why is it that I need to take swimming lessons?
Are you ready for kids who eat healthy? Good nutrition can lead to great things. To find out how a healthy lifestyle can help your child succeed, go to mypyramid.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the Ad Council and USDA.
From the vantage point, Mafatu saw 6 war canoes drawn up on the beach. But what held the boy's eyes in awful trance were the figures springing and leaping about the flames, darting, shifting, bounding toward the sky. The eaters of men. Cannibals. Firelight glistened on their oiled bodies, on flashing spears and bristling decorations. Mafatu watched the strange scene, powerless to move, and he felt doom itself breathing chill upon his neck. In that very instant, he heard a crashing in the undergrowth. 4 figures were tearing toward him through the jungle. He could see them now. He turned and ran blindly down the trail, slipping, sliding, stumbling, his breath all but choking in his throat. Only one thought gave him courage as he ran. His canoe ready and waiting. If only he could reach it before the savages overtook him. Explore new worlds. Find out what happens next by reading the book Call It Courage by Armstrong Sperry. For other great book ideas, visit literacy.gov.
Welcome back to The Wine Crush. I'm Laura Lawson. Now, see, that's what I'm talking about. That's how you get over the doldrums of summer. Anyone had told me today that we'd be taking a pirate, a ukulele, and a day camp and putting it together and having something to do about wine, I would have insisted they had been sampling the bottle already. So that special thank goes out to Judd Finkelstein. Thank you for giving us an enlightening way of looking at things. And really do, the link will be up on our website in about a week, but check it out, judshill.com, and check out the Judd Enormous Wine Show. And yes, it's fun to actually try and find the pirate in that. But of course, this show is all about you. That is why we are here to comfort you, to help you, to nurture you along in the world of wine. At least we aren't making fun of you. So on that note, we encourage you, reach out to us. You can reach out to me directly at Laura Lawson, LAWSON, at winecrush.com. Or you can reach out to us on Facebook at the Wine Crush Radio. Or, of course, you can call Kent, 877-427-8741. Yes, formerly known as the Wine Crush. Right now, we do have a call on the wine line. Someone has been brave. We have Roy from Washington. Roy, welcome to the Wine Crush.
I'm thinking about hosting a neighborhood wine tasting. I have a couple of questions. Should I ask everyone to bring a bottle, or should I come up with a theme? And if you like the theme idea, do you have some ideas for some good themes that I can use?
All right, Roy, to start with, if you're going to have a neighborhood wine tasting...
Pirates!
Pirates, of course! We need pirates, you need ukuleles, let's see, you need grass skirts, you need leis, you need a roast pig. We're going to turn it into a luau for you.
There you go.
There we go. It would be perfect. It would be outstanding. But outside of that, if you do take our suggestion, though, take a picture and put it on the Wine Crush.
Yeah.
Seriously, put it on our Facebook page. We'll let the whole world see how this went. All right. Seriously, if you are going to do something for your neighborhood, there's some things to take into consideration. If your neighborhood is anything like my neighborhood, Number one, keep in mind all your friends are walking distance, which means the usual adage of I'll only have one glass of wine because I'll be driving is probably out the window. So, yes, have your neighbors bring wine. But be specific about it. Have a little fun with it. Assign somebody a letter. Assign them a name. Assign them a region. Assign them something. If you're going to pick a theme, try and keep it to we're going to do Napa Valley. We're going to do Sonoma Valley. We're going to do Spain. We're going to do wines that start with C. We're going to do wines that start with S. We're going to do producers that start with R. Do something fun and do something random like that. Because other than that, if you tell everyone, well, just bring a Cabernet between $10 and $15, you never know what's going to show up. People might try and outdo each other. They might try and find something on sale. But look, it was originally $23, but now it's $8.99. You blow the whole thing out of proportion. So the fun way to do a neighborhood wine tasting is to assign at random. Tell someone to bring something with a pink label, a purple label, a blue label. This way, you truly get a cross-section of wines. So, yes, number one, assign a concept to it. Doesn't matter what it is, but that way you know you're going to get great diversity. Secondly, if you really do want to do themes and do a party, it makes it a little more difficult to do it that way. Because this time of year, we all think about cookouts. And some occasions, it's quantity over quality when it comes to wine. So if you're just trying to sit down and do a formal tasting, I think you need to be more specific with the theme and say, in that case, yes, let's do Chardonnays from Napa Valley. But this time of year, people want to relax, they want to enjoy, and it's a good excuse to have a party. So as far as themes, throw it out the window, have a great cooler outside, put all the different wines in there. And yes, when I say all the different wines, I do mean all the different wines. This actually ties into an email I got, so I'll do a phone call and an email at the same time. The email is, I'm getting ready to do a cookout. Is there any way to keep my wines chilled through the whole thing? So when you're doing your party and you're doing your theme, you've got everything put together, remember, if you're going to do this outside, which you should, I would fully recommend that, make sure your whites and your reds are in the cooler. Yes, put your reds on ice. You will definitely benefit from that. But have your neighbors bring a bottle of wine. Have a theme to it, but most importantly, have fun. One of the best and last pieces advice I can give you if you're doing a neighborhood wine tasting, a local wine tasting, a charity wine tasting, it doesn't matter. Make sure you have scrap pieces of paper available. Go and get a little notebook. Go and get some kind of notepad so that people can take notes on the wines they like. Also, so they can write down their comments. Just different things like that. I have had many tastings at my house where people would say, can I borrow a pen? Can I borrow a piece of paper? Do you know what I did with my piece of paper? Can I have another sheet of paper? Oh, Lori poured Chardonnay on my piece of paper. Can I have another one? Just however you need to do to make sure people are organized, because people will get into it. They'll enjoy it. They'll compare and contrast, and they'll want to take notes. So that is the best piece of advice I can give you. Well, Roy, I hope your party goes well. And once again, if you decide to go with the ukulele, the grass skirt, that whole theme, send us a picture.
I don't think Roy bit that.
You don't think so?
I don't think so.
He's in Washington. It doesn't say whether it's Washington State or Washington, D.C.
Washington, D.C., yeah, you got a good chance of getting that.
Well, there's so many pigs up there that you might as well have plenty to roast.
Oh, okay. I'll let you handle the phone calls on that one.
Yes, and direct all your comments to Kent at 877-427-8741. All right. So, see, you do call the wine line. You don't get abused. However, if you send emails, I will take pot shots at you occasionally. Right now, we have one from Lori, and this is from Statesville, North Carolina. What is a virtual tasting, and how do I attend one? Oh, this is actually a great question. We can tie this in with creativity and wine. A virtual tasting, there's a number of wineries that are beginning to do this, and I forget, I think it's Skype, that you can go to certain restaurants, and people are Skype inclusive, and they can put the winemaker up on the big screen. And what you do is you go in and the winemaker's up there and he's talking to you. And as you sit down in front, you have your glasses and you taste it as you taste the winemaker, which in essence makes a lot of sense to me because the winemaker can cover a lot of things at once and they can answer all the questions. And it seems to me a more green way of doing things. Also, in some cases, it saves you from watching the winemaker drink too much wine and stumble around. Not that any of us ever do that. But that is generally what a virtual tasting is. And I know that some of the corporate restaurants, whether it's a Capital Grille, whether it's an Olive Garden, I think BLT did them once, is they advertise these. Hey, come sit down with Ed Sabrages. He leads you through the tastings. Wonderful way to do it. Great way to experience the wines. Now, there is another option on virtual tastings. And a lot of the websites are getting into this. I think the kind people at Majestic Marketing have tried this before. You go on their website. It's an interactive website. They tell you what wines you need to get. And then you sit down and you watch the video while you're tasting the wines. And whereas it's not as interactive as, say, the Skype virtual tastings were, it is good because you get to hear, you get to think. And don't laugh. It teaches you how to smell when you do the virtual tastings. This is a question I get from a lot of people. Laura, you mentioned honey. You mentioned melon. You mentioned vanilla. You mentioned tobacco when you're smelling or tasting wines. How do you get that? How do you understand it? Well, for the longest time, I'd recommend the game Bacchanalia, because what it would, it'd give you a whole lot of little silver spice-looking tubes that you could put to your nose. You'd smell the aromas, and you could tie it all together. With a virtual tasting, you can sit in your own house, in your own comfort, in your own chair. And when the winemaker tells you that there's a lemon on that, you can hit pause, you can smell, and you can think, wow, I really do smell lemon on this. So that is a virtual tasting, and if you have not tried one, I would encourage you to. Well, we're going to take a small break right now, but when we return, we're going to have Mr. Barry Weiss to continue us on the trek of creativity in wine.
Visit winecrush.com for guest information, wine recommendations, and more. This is The Wine Crush.
You've been hearing and seeing good things about Z-Max Micro Lubricant everywhere, and you're curious, what is Z-Max Micro Lubricant? Well, it's the only pure micro lubricant that penetrates into the metal of your engine to clean out deposit buildup, improve gas mileage, and your engine's performance. Go ahead, get a bottle, add Z-Max to your oil and gas. It's easy to do. Get Z-Max at a retail performance partner near you, and you'll experience a smoother, stronger running, better performing engine. Z-Max it.
Mr. Jackson, we're calling to say you're late on your credit card bill. Can you please call us to schedule a payment and avoid future late fees?
If you're getting collection calls from your credit card companies and you want to put a stop to it, gather your bills now and call the Debt Helpline.
Mr. Jackson, we've been trying to reach you. If we don't hear from you soon, your account will go into collections.
We can help you stop the late and over limit fees on most of your credit cards and reduce your high interest rates, in some cases up to 60%.
Mr. Jackson, this is our last warning call. The next call will be from our legal department.
Get your debt and credit card bills under control. Gather your bills and call today for a free consultation on how we can help you get out of debt. 800-948-6815. 800-948-6815. That's 800-948-6815.
Don't let your car or truck turn into a clunker. Z-Max. Z-Max, added to your oil and your gas tank, can clean internal engine components and fuel systems, reduce engine wear, and give you better mileage. Z-Max is a pure micro lubricant that gives you a smoother, stronger running, better performing engine. These are some big claims, but they've all been backed up by some of the most rigorous testing in the industry. Z-Max Micro Lubricant, available at your favorite auto parts retailer.
Mozart's are so very great. Kids rejoice when Mozart's on their plate.
They know they're quite nutritious
and so delicious.
They'll lick the dishes
and soon you'll realize how impactful your kids' involvement in the arts can be.
They'll get better grades, make more friends, and express their individuality. When they learn to play some music, act or paint or dance or write creatively.
Hot from the toaster and filled with the essential creative thinking skills of an 18th century musical genius, Mozart Toasties are an important part of an arts-healthy childhood. Studies show that involvement in the arts helps kids increase test scores and promotes academic achievement. Feed your kids the arts. For 10 simple ways to learn how, visit AmericansForTheArts.org. The arts. Ask for more. Brought to you by Americans for the Arts, the NAM Foundation, and the Ad Council.
You're listening to The Wine Crush. I'm Laura Lawson. And right now I have the great pleasure of introducing Mr. Barry Wiss. He is with Trinquero. He's their director of education. He's with Society of Wine Educators. But most importantly, he's from Louisiana, so he's always welcome on the show. Barry, welcome to The Crush.
Hey, Laura, thank you so much.
It is a pleasure to have you. Did you notice your bump in music? I had to do a Lyle Lovett, man, one of your New Orleans boys.
I love it.
See, we do plan ahead around here, contrary to popular belief. Well, thank you for joining us today. For our listeners, I had the pleasure of meeting Barry in that week from California that altered my life forever. But he is the director of education for Trinchero, and he sat us in a room, and I thought, my God, I'm going to see a PowerPoint. They're going to walk me through everything that Napa Valley has ever done in my life, and at least I'm finally going to catch up on my nap. 2 hours later, I'm still engrossed. I'm enwrapped. He has taught me things about Napa I have never heard of, and it was a refreshing change because it goes back to what we're discussing today. It's about creativity and wine and not the same old, same old. So, Barry, you are truly the master of keeping things interesting. How do you do it, and how'd you get in the wine business?
Oh, boy. Well, thanks for that lead-in. Wow. First of all, the subject matter. And when it comes to wine, you know, I always say that wine is one of the finest things in life, a bottle of wine in itself, but it's always connected to try to name a wine region. It's not a beautiful place. You can't. Always connected to great food and great times and meeting really interesting people.
American Canyon kind of pushes it.
Oh, yeah.
American Canyon does push the beautiful part. Okay, I'm sorry. Didn't mean to interrupt. Please go ahead.
But, of course, being here in the heart of the Napa Valley, there's so much inspiration. And when the visitors come out here, of course, it magnifies that to the nth degree. But how I got into the wine business, I was born and raised in New Orleans, of course. And I was transferred. I was in the hotel business. I was a food and beverage director. And I was transferred to Southern California. Quite a culture shock from New Orleans, but in a good way. And my wife and I came up to Napa Valley just, you know, driving down Highway 29, looking at the hills and the vineyards, and just the beauty of the area. And I looked at her, and she looked at me, and I was like, you thinking what I'm thinking? And we moved up, and we've been up here for almost 20 years now, and never looked back, and absolutely love it. Absolutely love it.
Now, it's funny. We've had the opportunity on the show to have a lot of native Napans and Sonomans and Californians all over the show. But to me, it's always the transplants. It's always those of us who are so outside of the bubble of the wine business that really find the interesting takes on it. Now, how does someone like you, who have obviously, you know, you've come from a different part of the country, you weren't brought up in wine, how do you become the educator that you are today? What inspired you to make it creative and make it interesting?
Oh, boy. Well, first of all, you know, just the beauty of the area. So inspirational. I worked out in a vineyard for a while. I'm still like a kid at Disneyland. But I think for me to get so involved with the education aspect is that right now, well, let's go back when I was in the food and beverage industry in the hotel business. Wine was very intimidating, and it still is to a degree today. And you know, we'd have training seminars come in. We'd have people from wineries and, you know, different areas. And, you know, within 5 minutes, they'd be asleep, my staff, including myself. And it was just intimidating. And so when I came on board here at Trinchero, we decided, and I decided in particular, if we're going to have an education program to get people really excited about the world of wine, then we have to make it interesting. We have to make it fun. And that's what we did with our education programs. And our education programs are called Vine to Dine. And we call it Vine to Dine because it encompasses everything you could possibly think about wine. And it doesn't stop at the wine. It stops at the dine, where people are actually enjoying that bottle of wine, whether in their home or in a restaurant. So we have classes in the very basics of wine, like why do we use grapes to make wine, all the way through food and wine pairing. We have 3 full-time chefs on property to teach the art of food and wine pairing. We have a segment called Our Product is Service, how to talk about wine confidently in the trade. And the hallmark, and what really makes us pioneering in the world of wine education, we've created these interactive games. And I know you've witnessed one of them. It's the Aroma Wheel of Fortune. And after a brief seminar on wine aromas and understanding wine aromas, then we divide the group up into 2 teams, and they challenge each other on the Aroma Wheel of Fortune. And it is a blast. We've been doing that seminar for probably about 10 years, and still by far it's the most popular, most enjoyable. And it not only is fun, but it teaches you about the most important aspect of understanding wine or the aromas in wine. And then we have another one called Tong Fu, Understanding Taste Balance in Wine. We have a segment called Let's Make a Meal. It's an interactive game show all about the world of wine. And then, of course, the one that you just saw recently was all about Napa Valley. And I'm very fortunate. I work very closely with the Napa Valley Vendors Association, and I help create that program. And it's taught all over the country. In fact, it's even taught at the CIA, the Culinary Institute. So we're very proud of what we have, and more so we were proud of what we have, but we're even more excited to share what we have and get people excited about the world of wine.
And you do share it well, what Barry's referring to. And I will say this, he has forgotten a component of the wonderful game show he was talking about, because they give you wine while you're doing the game show. So not only does it educate you about wine, it pits you against your friends, but also it's a sobriety test, because you're drinking and you do actually have to hit the button. And if you have too much to drink, you miss the button, you knock glasses over, you can't find the button. So, yes, it's definitely all-encompassing. Well, Barry, what y'all have done is what I want the Wine Crush to be. It's a benchmark. It makes wine engaging. It finds the creative sides of wine that people, a lot of people I think in this country, get turned off about the fact that people are going to talk about dirt. They're going to talk about bricks. They're going to talk about clones and vines. And it's not the magic of it. It's not the lifeblood that is wine, because wine is alive. And that's one thing you manage to do in all your educational seminars and everything you do, is you do bring it to life magically. And that is something that is inspiring. To our listeners, and we're talking about creativity today, what is the most creative approach you can think of to learning about wine or to involving yourself with wine?
Oh, boy. The best way to learn about wine is actually to visit these incredible wine regions. And, you know, Napa Valley, of course, is one of the most beautiful places on earth. I mean, looking out my window right now, crystal blue skies, and just the vines are all in growing just mode right now. They just, it's an incredible place. So
you're just doing that to rub it in, aren't you? It's beautiful. It's sunny. It's about 80 degrees. It's no humidity. I see how you do me. All right, I'm going to get even with you at some point, Barry. You're a dead man now.
To really rub it in, I just saw a jackrabbit run by the vineyards, out in the vineyards, just a little while ago.
I'm thinking of a jack something else. Keep it up. Well, listen, Barry, I appreciate you being on the Crush today. At some point, I would like to have you back, talk a little bit more about Society of Wine Educators, but we're going to have to wrap up right here. Barry, it is a joy to have you on the show, and of course, we will have links to Trinchero and your education programs on winecrush.com.
Thank you so much, Laura. Thank you.
All right. That, and of course, it's always fun to have that New Orleans voice on the radio. It's just engaging and fun to talk about. All right, we're going to take a small break right here, but when we return, we're going to wrap this up, talk about wine creatively, and give you inspiration to get through the week.
Follow host Laura Lawson on Twitter at Wine Crush Radio. This is The Wine Crush.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need health insurance, you need to make this free call and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you get it. They specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need affordable health insurance to get it.
Here's the number. Call right now.
800-799-9991. 800-799-9991.
Don't take risks with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need affordable family health insurance, call now.
800-799-9991. 800-799-9991. 800-799-9991.
Not available in all states. Exclusions and limitations apply. North Richland Hills, Texas. Policy series on file. Not licensed in New York.
I have a structured settlement and needed my money. Waiting over time to receive payments wasn't working, so I contacted CBC Settlement Funding. They helped me turn my structured settlement into immediate cash. If you're receiving a structured settlement spread out over time and you want a lump sum amount immediately, you need to call now. I purchased a local bakery with my lump sum, a goal I thought I would never reach. Now I make my own dough. I always wanted to operate my own business, and thanks to CBC Settlement Funding, we are open for business. Structured settlements are commonly used to resolve personal injury lawsuits. Annuities are designed to spread payments out over 10 or 20 years.
If you have a structured settlement and you want cash now, call CBC Settlement Funding for fast cash today. 800-203-3517. 800-203-3517. 3517. 800-203-3517.
Some people would call him a loser. He ran for state office. He was beaten. He started a business. He failed. He ran for Congress. He lost. He was nominated for vice president. He lost again. But he knew only those who never tried are the real losers. And Abraham Lincoln was no loser. Persistence. Pass it on. From the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
The entire world watched. They watched each step down the rungs of that small ladder, one after another, and waited with great anticipation for that last step.
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
At that moment, humanity saw the impossible become the possible, and today the sky is not the limit. Achievement. Pass it on from the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
Welcome back to The Wine Crush. I'm Laura Lawson. Today we're talking outside the box ways of wine, how it's creative, how we can be creative about it. And I think we've taken some different takes with it. But all this stemmed from articles I have read lately. Pennsylvania is looking at starting wine vending machines, where you can go up to the vending machine, you put your driver's license in, they take a picture, you give a breathalyzer, and you can have wine served to you at a great temperature. They also have wine kiosks in stores these days, where you go up and they're interactive, and you push what kind of wine you like white, and it asks you questions, and it tells you about wine. And yes, these things are great. It shows where technology is going with wine. But after talking with Judd and talking with Barry, ultimately, everybody is trying to teach people about wine. Finally, people have gotten on the Wine Crush concept of wine is supposed to be fun. It's supposed to be engaging. So I like the idea of technology getting involved in wine. It opens a whole different aspect. But it loses the human side of things. When you put your card into that vending machine and you get your glass of wine, it becomes just an alcoholic beverage at that point. There's no follow-up, there's no lecture, there's no tasting, there's no appreciation with it. When you're playing with that kiosk in the store, yes, it tells you about the wine, but after you get the wine and you read the original notes, there's nothing past that. There's no dialogue. There's no discussion. This is where the human element, this is where, like we talked with Judd and talked with Barry, that it is imperative that you're able to open up dialogues. Whether you're doing a neighborhood party, whether you're listening to The Crush, whether you're calling in, whether you're asking a sommelier questions or your favorite wine store, you're asking them questions on what to buy, discuss wine. Don't discuss it ad nauseum. Don't compare and contrast and talk about what you spent on it, but talk about the flavors, talk about the composite, talk about the creative approach the winemaker or the marketer or anybody used in wine. Because if you're discussing it, it means it's on your mind, it's on your brain, and you're thinking of better ways to truly appreciate it. Well, I hope you have enjoyed today's show as much as I have. I have found a little bit of inspiration, so hopefully next week we won't find ourselves in the doldrums we are now. But until then, remember from the Wine Crush, sip socially, drink responsibly, drink what you like, not what you're told, but most importantly, in vino veritas, in wine, there is truth. I'm Laura Lawson, and I'll talk with you next week.